government. Piers Ackerman is a well-known columnist who has taken quite an interest in Kevin Rudd's work with the Queensland government all those years ago. And Piers is on the phone. Hello, Piers.
Oh, hello, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Thank you very much for speaking with me. You've drawn my attention to an ex-Queensland police inspector, quite an eminent man, a bloke called Col Dillon. Can you tell me his story, Piers?
Well, look, very, very briefly, I happened to be in the car on Tuesday and tuned into Richard Feidler, who is a Brisbane-based ABC journalist who runs quite an interesting program called The Conversation Hour, where essentially his subjects get to speak. I had never heard of Col Dillon before, except as a footnote to the Fitzgerald Inquiry.
Mm.
But I discovered, to my great fascination, that this fellow was the first police officer to openly speak against corruption. And his personal story, I gather he's in the process of writing an autobiography.
Mm.
It should be absolutely riveting.
Yeah.
But, the other police officers tried to suborn him. They tried to set him up and corrupt him and get him to take bribes, or I think it was called get into the joke. Now, what Dillon said right at the penultimate moment of the interview, 57 minutes into the interview, was that the corruption's never stopped in Queensland, and he referred to the Heiner affair. Now, the Heiner affair was the shredding, the illegal shredding of documents by the Gough cabinet, now, when they knew that those documents were wanted in evidence. Now, this is the cover-up, the very cover-up that he was referring to. And as Col Dillon very bravely said, pointed out to the audience, a number of very eminent judges, including a former Chief Justice of the High Court, have all asked successive Queensland administrations for a full investigation of this.
Hmm.
Now, Gough swept it under the carpet. Peter Beattie evaded it and told untruths in the doing so. Premier Anna Bligh currently is it totally at odds with Buckingham Palace over the matter. There's been some most extraordinary correspondence flying back and forth as Premier Bligh has tried to fob the Queen off. Now, the Queen's got quite an interest in this because she is responsible, nominally, for the appointment of the governors and the Governor-General. And now it has emerged that the former Governor of Queensland, Quentin Bryce, was asked to take an interest in this matter, asked Mr. Beattie for a report, which he took 18 months to deliver, and then, for whatever reason, Bryce covered it up. Now, this was pointed out to the Queen before Bryce was appointed Governor-General. The former Governor-General, Michael Jeffrey, who she succeeded, asked for an inquiry of this. Now, that was blocked by Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, Piers, this has all the scent of conspiracy theory about it, but you don't believe that. You see straight to the heart of it and say this was purely and simply the Heiner affair and the illegal shredding of documents. You say it's fairly clear cut.
Listen, I have been around long enough to have had all sorts of bizarre conspiracy theories put to me.
Yeah,
I have never seen a conspiracy theory that involves a former Chief Justice of the High Court, and I've seen his signature on the document. I've spoken to two former Chief Justices in of other states who are also very, very supportive of an inquiry. They claim that this is an extraordinary misjustice that must be, and Col Dillon's words on Tuesday, Boyle, that must be lanced sooner or later.
And the involvement of Kevin Rudd is that he worked for Wayne Goss at the time.
Kevin Rudd was, first of all, Wayne Goss's chief of staff, and then essentially he ran the Department of Premier and Cabinet. Now, there is absolutely no way that any document went to the cabinet or any decision came from the cabinet without Kevin Rudd full knowledge. And people from that era say that Wayne Goss essentially said, I will run the politics of Queensland to Kevin. You can run the state. Because, you know, you recall Goss was you know, narrow, yep. had a very narrow hold at yep. the time. And that was and that has never been denied.
So the story this week is that Col Dillon has come out, former inspector in the Queensland Police Force. He said it's been covered up for success by successive governments.
Yeah,
Labor governments.
He says the biggest. He says the is the greatest example of corruption running in Australia. You know, to date.
We will have a yarn with Col Dillon, if we can get him on the program. And Piers, I thank you for...
Well, listen,
yep.
I'm sure that you will find, as I did when I spoke to him myself, that he is a most impressive individual.
Mm.
And, you know, there are so few, and I say courageous, an absolutely courageous man, who, knowing what sort of repercussions could befall him, took the stand against fellow police officers, because he believed in the dignity of honesty and justice.
I've been speaking with Piers Ackerman. Piers, for those who don't know, you can just run us briefly through your background. Would you mind?
Well, I've been a journalist for a bit over 40 years. I've been an assistant editor of the Times in London. I was editor-in-chief of the Herald and Weekly Times in Melbourne, editor of the Adelaide Advertiser. I've been a deputy to the editor-in-chief of the Australian newspaper. I think that I've been writing columns now for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been around Canberra. And,
you're not given to wild conspiracy theories, Piers.
I've not moved in that direction, Mike.
Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Look, it's always a pleasure.
Ta-da, mate.
Take care. Bye.
Piers Ackerman.